In this bulletin, New South Wales records another 7 COVID deaths and 1,257 locally acquired cases. 473 new cases detected in Victoria. And in sport, Daniil Medvedev wins the US Open, defeating Novak Djokovic. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Another 7 people have died with COVID-19 in New South Wales, with the state detecting 1,257 locally acquired cases. 184 people have died in the outbreak so far. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says there's been an increase in cases in the inner Sydney suburbs of Glebe and Redfern.
We ask communities in those areas to please come forward and get vaccinated, but also to make sure they're sticking to the COVID restrictions.
Opposition leader Chris Minns says the government needs to maintain the daily COVID-19 news conferences.
I don't think anyone believes, including members of the government, that their decisions will be infallible. They'll make mistakes along the way, and as a result, scrutiny needs to be applied. Not so that we can make a political point or score a political win over the government and the media is the same story. It's so that lessons can be learned and we don't make the same mistake twice. That's the key part of accountability and scrutiny, particularly during a pandemic.
The New South Wales-Queensland border bubble is operating again. This means people in northern New South Wales who aren't locked down will be allowed to travel north of the border for essential work, school or medical reasons. And from today, vaccinated people with a Queensland border pass can also travel north of the border to provide compassionate care or essential shopping if they come from 12 northern New South Wales local government areas that are now out of lockdown. The border pass is not available for social reasons like weddings or visiting family or friends. Deputy Commissioner Steve Kolchevsky from the Queensland Police has told Channel 9 he's seeing minimal delays so far at border checkpoints.
So 9 minutes on the M1 and less than 5 minutes everywhere else. We have seen some turnarounds, and these are people coming to the border that are coming across for work purposes that are not vaccinated. So the reminder's there, if you want to come into Queensland to do your work, you've got to be vaccinated, have at least one shot.
Victoria has recorded 473 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. It's the state's highest daily toll since the outbreak began. 202 cases are linked to known outbreaks, with the source of the remaining 271 infections under investigation. The new infections bring the total number of active cases in the state to 3,507. Queensland has recorded 2 local cases of COVID-19, which are considered low risk, and 2 are overseas acquired cases. The local cases are students from St Thomas More College in Sunnybank, leading to 14 days of home quarantine for 1,000 families from the school. Chief Health Officer Dr Janet Young has now lifted ongoing restrictions on aged care, hospitals and prisons. Long-serving Federal Labor MP Joel Fitzgibbon will retire from Parliament at the next election. Mr Fitzgibbon has held the Hunter seat in New South Wales for 25 years, since being elected to the lower house in 1996 when John Howard became the Prime Minister. Mr Fitzgibbon says it was a difficult decision to make. He also says he's confident that Labor can win the next election under the leadership of Anthony Albanese. Well, in sport, Daniil Medvedev has defeated Novak Djokovic in the US Open, securing his maiden major title. World number 2 Medvedev secured a straight sets victory 6-4, 6-4, 6-4.
Sorry for you fans and Novak, because I mean we all know what he was going for today. I never said this to anybody, but I'll say it right now. For me, you are the greatest tennis player in the history. I wanna finish my speech on a very sweet note. It's a certain anniversary for me and my wife today.
Djokovic was chasing a record-setting 21st Grand Slam trophy to move one clear of his great rivals Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal.
If there is anyone that deserves the Grand Slam title right now, it's you. You're one of the greatest guys on the tour. We get along very well. I wish you many more Grand Slams, many more majors to follow. I'm sure that you'll be on this stage in the future again.
Wheelchair tennis Australian star Dylan Alcott made history by becoming the first man ever to achieve the Golden Slam, which is winning all four major singles titles, as well as the Paralympic gold medal in the same season. And Australian Samantha Stosur won the women's doubles US title with Chinese partner Zhang Zhui. And now today's weather. Perth, sunny and 20 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 17. Melbourne, a shower or two, 15. Hobart, showers easing and 11. Canberra, showers and 12. Showers developing in Wollongong, 18 degrees. Similar forecast in Sydney, 19. A late shower or two in Newcastle, 22. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 30. Cairns, partly cloudy, 30. And Darwin, a shower or two and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.